This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, you know, back in the day, when I was a kid in the 60s, I used to watch this TV show called FBI. And it had Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., who's still with us today, I think. One of the reasons I put up with that TV show Remington Steele with Pierce Brosnan pre-Bond was Stephanie Zimbalist was in it. Ephraim's daughter. Ah, yes. Those were the days when we looked at the FBI as a bunch of heroes, a bunch of very, very adept operators in law enforcement. No more. One, they don't have Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. getting on TV and talking for them anymore. The other is that they have decided to suckle up to the leftists, to the Democrat elite, while bending the law and subverting justice to do it. The leftists are like a bad contagion for, you know, greenery. I can't remember the name of the movie, but they have this movie where everything the guy touches dies. That's the leftists. These revelations about the oh-so-special agent Peter Strzok, or Strzok, however you pronounce his name, shouldn't surprise anybody as bad as they are. Even that hack Mueller couldn't keep him all aboard the Russia soft coup express after Strzok's anti-Trump text to his FBI mistress came out. This is the same Democrat-loving clown who watered down the pantsuit investigation conclusions, helpfully drafted months before the investigation concluded. That's what you call having the fix in, by the way. He also oversaw the unsworn, unrecorded interview of his special gal, not the one he was cheating with, the one with the taste for Chardonnay and failure, who would have helped his career as a reward for his slavish devotion, had she not botched running against Trump. He was also on the ambush of LTG Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General, who he and his scuzzy compadres decided to prosecute while the Harpy and Huma and all of the rest of the Clinton Nostra got a pass. Oh, to be in the lefty in crowd. It's bros before bureaus. The new head honcho, Christopher Wray. Where has he been hiding? Is he locked in a gimp box somewhere in the Hoover building? Didn't even fire Strzok before through intramural adultery is allegedly against, you know, even though that, against the rules of the FBI. Nothing builds confidence in a law enforcement agency's organizational integrity like bending the rules to protect your big dog buddies, doesn't it? And let's not forget the outright payoffs, too. Don't even start on Andrew McCabe and his wife's Democrat contributions to her. Yeah, the wife of the FBI second-in-command got money from the Democrat Party, and he's still not recused from this fake investigation. Are you kidding me? By the way, have we even got a single iota of information on what the unholy hell happened since Special Agent Johnson and Special Agent Johnson took over the investigation of the Las Vegas shooting? This is a boil that needs to be lanced, and it's sad when you have to accept that you can't talk to the FBI, that they can't be trusted to do justice, that you must protect yourself from being railroaded like Flynn, and always, always, always demand to speak to your attorney and demand that the FBI not question you if they come sniffing around. Flynn trusted them. Look what happened to him. (sighs) And this is troubling because their legacy, the real legacy, is a legacy of heroes. Go back to Miami, April 11, 1986. 8 agents make a felony stop on a car with 2 suspected bank robbers, igniting a firefight that demonstrated the bravery and devotion that should be what first comes to mind when America thinks of the FBI. William Russell Maddox and Michael Lee Platt were ex-military and had killed before, and they packed an arsenal that ensured that they were not going to go quietly, and the FBI agents were fairly lightly armed with underpowered handguns and a couple of 12 gauges. They came under intense rifle fire, that the light vest that some of them, not all of them, were even wearing that. In the end, 7 of the 8 agents were hit. Special Agent Benjamin Grogan and Special Agent Jerry Dove died fighting. This wasn't a long-range standoff. This was almost a point-blank fight from a few feet away. Maddox and Platt were both hit, but they were not going down, and the agents were literally shot to pieces. And despite being outgunned, they did not back off. Not even a little bit. Edmundo Morales Jr., his forearm was shattered by a .223 rifle slug. He pumped his Remington 870 shotgun with his one good arm, and again, over and over again, as he engaged the criminals. His people were dead or wounded, lying all around and bleeding out. And then he drew his .357 and advanced on the pair in the open and totally exposed as they attempted to drive away in one of the FBI cars. He put 6 Magnum slugs into the criminals and finally put them down. Maddox took 6 hits to kill Platt a dozen. And Morales? He went back on the job and actually worked in Afghanistan in the 2000s on assignment there for the FBI. That's a patriot. That's a combatant. That's the courage that these desk-riding bums in Washington are dishonoring every time they sell their souls and their honor to kiss up to some skeevy politicians. You see this sanctimonious clown, Comey, on Twitter presuming to quote the Bible, and it's all you can do to keep your lunch from launching. These are time-serving ladder climbers, and they are not what the FBI is, but their petty institutional gamemanship has now seared that impression into the consciousness of millions of Americans. And when you would say FBI to a leftist, he, she, Z would snarl, seething at the Bureau's reputation for taking out the foreign and domestic terrorist progs that they, you know, the leftists love to play footsie with. But the tragedy is that now when you say FBI to a conservative today, you get a sad shake of the head because we can no longer trust the Bureau because the top ranks are riddled with vindictive partisans angling for their own advantage. Mueller, and then Comey, and their progeny, they have all done this. All leftists inevitably do. They have, as they do, they have disgraced yet another proud institution. Think of what it's like to be a field agent in the FBI right now, dedicated to upholding the law, believe in the oath, having to not only live under this corrupt regime, but to have to share in the contempt that the American people have learned to feel for it. And it's the reality is the FBI is not the Muellers and the Comeys and the McCabes and the Strzoks and whatever and whoever Strzok was having an affair with. It's Special Agent Benjamin Grogan and Special Agent Jerry Dove and Special Agent Edmundo Morales Jr. Thousands of others who put their lives on the line for us every single day. They're not in the upper floor corner offices of the HQ hiding documents or leaking to their pals at WAPO. They aren't mingling with the big wigs in the Communist Democrat Party, schmoozing for their next step on the ladder. They're out doing the deed, doing the job. Maybe one day. I don't even know what that's going to look like. I don't know when that's going to be, but maybe one day the FBI can recover their reputation. I hope they do. Maybe they could earn our trust and respect again. Before that happens, though, this is a bureaucratic zit. And Trump and Congress are going to have to get in there. They're going to have to pop it and clean out all the filth and let it heal. And then we can get back to, you know, that'll be one less bureau weaponized and politicized. Let the purge begin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're back to Jose Inés García Zárate, the guy who's, you know, he's been deported five times. Get going to San Francisco because he knew it was a sanctuary city and that authorities wouldn't be actively looking for him. 2015, he concluded a 46-month prison sentence released on March 26, 2015, he was taken to San Francisco pending a warrant for a drug charge. He was released 3 months prior to the shooting despite immigration and customs enforcement trying to detain him. He stole a gun from a federal agent's car and ended up shooting Kate Steinle. who was walking on a pier in San Francisco with her father, Jim. She was killed, and Zarate was recently acquitted in her murder. An absolute disgrace of justice. This incident has cast a spotlight on the sanctuary city policy, which the Trump administration is trying to deal with by cutting off DOJ grants to cities that have such a policy. Some say it's necessary to allow illegal aliens to report crimes without fear of deportation, while others see it for what it is, a shield for illegal aliens and an obstacle to enforcing federal immigration law. Now, while Zarate might have escaped the murder charge, he's now being charged by the feds on immigration and gun charges that carry up to a 10-year prison sentence, if convicted. Coming from, what's this coming from? Fox News. Federal authorities filed a new set of immigration and gun charges Friday against Zarate, the illegal immigrant now found not guilty last week in the murder of Kate Steinle. As a federal grand jury indicted Zarate today for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition and for being an illegally present alien in possession of a firearm and ammunition, according to a statement released by the DOJ. If convicted of either charge, he could face a maximum of 10 years in jail. These new charges followed a move Friday by the DOJ, which unsealed an amended arrest warrant for Zarate, which included violations related to the charges of a felon in possession of a firearm, involuntary manslaughter, and assault with a deadly weapon, all of which were filed after the defendant's initial arrest, according to the warrant. After his acquittal, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also announced last week they plan to take Zarate into custody and remove him from the U.S. after the case was completely over. We'll see. We'll see what this means. But, you know, for the Steinle family, maybe, you know, there's no closure for this. There's no closure for this. They'll never get closure. It doesn't matter what they do to Zarate. They could draw and quarter him. There's just no closure for that. Now, this coming out of, they just discovered this, they discovered this in the Mueller team. Her name is Jeannie Rhee. She's a former partner at WilmerHale, the high-profile law firm where Mueller worked prior to taking on the special counsel role. She is one of at least three attorneys who followed Mueller from WilmerHale. She focused on representing people in government investigations, including white-collar criminal probes and criminal and civil fraud matters. And this week, details of her client relationships have emerged, revealing that she represented Obama National Deputy Security Advisor Ben Rhodes during the House Select Committee on Benghazi's investigation on the 2012 Benghazi attack. It was also reported that she represented the Clinton Foundation in 2015 against a racketeering lawsuit brought by a conservative legal activist group, Freedom Watch, in 2015. She also represented former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a lawsuit seeking access to her private emails. And she's on Mueller's team. On the Mueller team, she is reportedly focused on the claims that the president tried to obstruct justice and push former FBI Director James Comey off of the Russia investigation earlier this year. It doesn't matter why he fired Comey. He had the right to fire Comey. He had the authority to fire Comey. See, it's quite the novel approach the Democrats are taking here. They seem to be getting quite imaginative. Like with the CFPB, or whatever they call that bureau, that Elizabeth Warren was the Consumer Protection Finance Bureau, or whatever it is. They decided that since a new administration was in place, that the outgoing director of the bureau could pick whoever he wanted to head the bureau. And this is all based upon something written in there to where it says if he's absent, except he's not absent, he's gone. Being absent means if you're going to have an acting director, that means the director is still somewhere out there. When the director resigns, Well, then he's gone, and then you don't have an acting director. You might have a temporary director. But they have this novel approach now of the organizations and the agencies being able to push up against the executive branch and tell them what they're going to do. So when he fired Comey, all of a sudden now this is, you know, they, in the House they tried to bring up articles of impeachment the other day. Al Green, Representative Al Green, he got up there. Not the soul singer, of course. That's a much cooler cat. No, this is the representative. And, well, that went nowhere, too. You just can't, you know, removing a president. If removing a president, all you had to do was not like him, Obama would have been gone 10 months in his term. He would have been gone right after a few things came up, right after he got sworn in. But that's not what happened. Now, here's what I will say, Republicans. The next time things flip around, stop being polite. Stop being polite. This is a blood sport. Get involved in the blood sport, could you? Mrs. Ree also has a history of large political donations to Democrats. She donated a total of $5,400 to Clinton in 2015 and 2016. She donated a combined $4,800 to Obama in 2008 and the same amount again in 2011. She also contributed smaller amounts of money to the DNC and multiple Democrats running for Congress. So we have another partisan hack who's supposed to be seeking justice. And in the meantime, DOJ... Well, first of all, Sessions need to say, he needs to just step up and say, you know, I recused myself on this, and I did it because I was browbeaten into it, and now I'm taking myself out of that. Mr. Mueller, you are fired. Mr. Rosenstein, you are fired. The DOJ deputy. You're fired too, pal. You're out. All of you guys are out. We're going to run the government. That's what we were elected to do. No more obstruction. You want to talk about obstruction? You guys have been obstructing us since January the 20th, 2017. That's what we need to be hearing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I'm only going to hammer on this nail just so many more times, but, you know, let's look at what we're looking at as far as this special investigation is concerned, because this is basically a hit on Trump. Trump is he's the one that represents us. He's the one we elected to get in there and do something. So they don't like that, so they're coming after him. And, you know, the guy leading the charge is Robert Mueller. We know that his guy, Strzok, whatever his name is, he sent anti-Trump texts to a mistress. That comes on the news that another top employee, Andrew Weissman, sent a congratulatory email to then-acting Attorney General Sally Yates, who had illegally refused to defend in the court Trump's executive order banning refugees from some countries. Weissman was a Justice Department official at the time. The emails were obtained by Judicial Watch. He wrote to Yates on January 30th, "I am so proud and in awe. Thank you so much. All of my deepest respects." That same day, Yates told the Justice Department not to defend an executive order banning immigration from seven nations, an act that led to her dismissal by Trump. That was obtained by Judicial Watch through a FOI lawsuit. And this is an astonishing and disturbing find. Andrew Weissman, a key prosecutor on Mueller's team now, praised Obama DOJ holdover Sally Yates after she lawlessly thwarted Donald Trump, who just happens to be part of the subject of his investigation. How much, according to Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, how much more evidence do we need that the Mueller operation has been irredeemably compromised by anti-Trump partisans? Shut it down. Weissman gave $6,000 to the presidential campaigns of Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And an October New York Times report described Weissman as Mueller's lieutenant and pit bull. A spokesman for the special counsel investigation declined to comment on that one. There are at least seven prosecutors on Mueller's staff who have given money to Democrats. That's partisan. If that isn't bad enough, recent revelations show that several of his top aides are as anti-Trump as any left-wing blogger raging against the president while sitting in his mama's basement. Mueller's defenders dismiss the revelations as insults to the professionalism of the Mueller hit team, and I've heard the same crap from the media for quite some time. Sure, the media are 80% Democrat, and they haven't got a clue how the 90% of the country not living in New York or Los Angeles lives, but they are professional enough to screen out their bias and give the American people the unbiased news. Yeah, sure. The left doesn't mind that Mueller's team is as biased as leftists themselves are. They believe that getting rid of Trump is a moral imperative by itself. They believe that getting rid of Trump takes everything back to the way it was. The means to achieving that end are not relevant. And, in fact, it's a positive good that so many of Mueller's staff hate Trump. Tens of millions of us don't see it that way, nor does the left fathom the danger of trying to remove a president not for what he's done, but for what he believes. That's a problem. They have given in to an hysteria, taking America into a dark place that is dangerous to our freedoms and to their own self-preservation. If they're allowed to succeed in railroading Trump out of office using these kangaroo court proceedings, the damage to the country will be irreversible. But when it's all done, all that damage is done being, you know, wreaked upon it, there will still be a President Trump. Freedom will end. Because at that point, Trump will circle the wagons. I would too. Nobody wants to exist in a dangerous environment. And then we would be fully at the mercy of the government. Well, not so much. With Trump, I don't think he would become a despot. As a matter of fact, I know he wouldn't. But a lot of things would change. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, the people that we have enabled, and when we say we, I mean me as part of the baby boomers, when you're looking at your daily Freud, you get a delicious mix of blissful ignorance and total obliviousness demonstrated by young people who are not showing any signs of growing into adults anytime soon. Now, an insurance company conducted a survey and found that 72% of the 16 to 24-year-olds don't like being referred to as snowflakes. But the kicker from this survey is that 72% believe that being called a snowflake damages their mental health. Goodness. Coming from the Daily Telegraph, the snowflake generation is a disparaging term now commonly used to refer to young people who are perceived to be oversensitive and intolerant of disagreement. But research by insurance firm Aviva found that 72% of 16 to 24-year-olds think the term is unfairly applied, while 74% think it could have a negative effect on young people's mental health. Figures also show that young people are more likely to have experienced stress, anxiety, and depression in the last year. Almost half of adults between 16 and 24 said they had experienced stress or anxiety, compared to just over a third of all UK adults. Young adults are more likely to be uncomfortable talking about a mental health program or problem, and with 1 in 3 saying that this compared to 27% of all adults. 13% also said they were experiencing a problem but had not sought help, compared to 7% of all adults. Firm's medical expert, Dr. Doug Wright, said the term could cause problems. Our findings suggest that young adults are more likely to be experiencing mental health problems, so using the phrase which criticizes this age group could add to this issue. Any term used disparagingly to a segment of the population is inherently negative. Should we blame these hypersensitive snowflakes? Should all of that fall upon them? Or should enablers like Wright and their professors at college share some of this responsibility? And what about the parents of these helpless urchins? isn't taking responsibility for your own life, learned experience. And it really doesn't matter, frankly. The quarter of young people who don't care if they're referred to as a snowflake and refuse to be mentally affected by the result or the insult will almost certainly be the leaders and rulers of that generation anyway. They probably already learned to stand on their own two feet and assert their independence. There really isn't any shame in giving up on this generation. Far better to contain their warped, exaggerated, hysterical view of the world so that it can do the least amount of damage to the adult world they will soon find themselves in. Yeah, I guess see, it really doesn't matter. At this particular moment in time, I'm in my mid-50s. I'd like to make it to my mid-80s. I'm doing everything I can to make it to my mid-90s. So that means I got 40 years left, which means these guys will be senior citizens by the time I die, and they will have gone through everything that's going to happen. Now, 30 years from now, things are going to be really bad if we're going along on this trajectory, and it will be their fault for letting it go that way because they will have been in charge. They own the future. They tell me this all the time. On YouTube, on Instagram. Hey, old man, just go away and die, okay? I mean, you know, the internet's for the young. And I just wink and think about that, and I just think, yeah, man, it just seems like I was young yesterday. Because it's creeping up on you, kids. I hate to tell you this. One morning, you're going to wake up, and your hands are going to start to feel stiff, and you're going to have trouble straightening up, and that's only going to get worse from that point on. Your knees are going to start to crack. It's going to hurt to climb stairs. It's just coming. So I'm not going to give up on you, but I will tell you this. Pretty soon you're going to have to own it. If you don't want to be called a snowflake, stop being a snowflake. Deal? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. For some reason, the entire nation has gotten involved in this Alabama special election for senator. And, of course, the Never Trumps have come out in droves. they've come out in droves. And all of these things against Roy Moore, I'm trying to figure out how much of that. See, the problem with Moore is that Moore was considered to be like this real big character in Alabama all this time. He's been in the public eye 40 years. Where were all of these accusations? Or did they just decide to pop up in the Me Too, hashtag Me Too? You know, I don't know. But the Never Trumps over at the Wall Street Journal are on their editorial page are warning Republicans that a win by Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore would be bad. Which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How is it bad to maintain a majority? And let's say they get in there and they find out all this stuff about Moore is correct. Okay? The governor of Alabama will pick a Republican to be the senator of Alabama. So Roy Moore is either a good cutout or he'll prove to be a good senator. Now, just like it was with Al Franken is going to resign now, and he should. He should. Makes me wonder about the people that elected him in Minnesota. From the Wall Street Journal, they said, but as Alabamans decide, they should consider that there are strong moral and practical reasons to reject Mr. Moore. For one thing, Republicans have never embraced the idea, promoted by Bill Clinton's defenders for more than two decades, that bad behavior in a politician can be excused if it's just about sex. Now is no time to change a sound position that politics is about more than policy. A Moore victory would keep the GOP Senate majority at 52, which seems to explain the unfortunate decision this week by President Trump and the Republican National Committee to endorse Mr. Moore. But victory would come at considerable cost. The Senate would be obliged to seat him, and the allegations would surely be referred immediately to the Ethics Committee, which is already vetting the sexual misconduct of Minnesota Democrat Al Franken. Now, that sounds familiar, I'm sure. But here's the thing. This is the thing. what if, you know, Trump gets thrown everything but the kitchen sink by the media, by the Republicans, by the Democrats. Excuse me. And, you know, Trump sitting there and looking at somebody who's somewhat of a unorthodox player like himself being attacked, I'm sure Trump looks at him and says, well, you know, they said all this about me. They said all this about me. They tried to use something I said when I was a private citizen against me. And all I did was, I was just talking. I was talking in a hot mic moment, and, you know, they've just, and that's okay because that doesn't mean anything anyway because it was just talk. But this is what they said about me, so why wouldn't I endorse this guy? So this is not, it's not about the majority, okay? It's not about the majority. Republicans are always being warned that they have to move left to win. Before Trump won the nomination, we were warned that if Trump won, Republicans might lose the House and the Senate. Sort of like they're saying things about Moore now. When Obama won in 2008, we were warned we must move left or we would never win again. It said the Tea Party was formed and the Republicans in the next 8 years won over 1,000 seats and took control of the House and the Senate. Are we seeing journalists warning the Democrats that they need to move right to win? Has the Wall Street Journal ever warned the Democratic Party that if one of the Democrats won, that would be a loss? Wall Street Journal, I used to look at that as sort of a almost a non-biased entity. I'm looking for somebody who hates everybody. I don't want anybody to like anybody. When I'm looking at my news, I want somebody who doesn't like anybody. It's okay if you don't like Trump. I don't want to hear anything good about the Democrats either. The news pages of the Wall Street Journal have been moving left for a while, and the opinion page has been drifting left, and it is very disappointing. Somehow the Wall Street Journal considers the Roy Moore story completely true, and they have no actual physical evidence. The yearbook claim is an obvious forgery, and the Wall Street Journal doesn't give a hoot. And again, why was a 40-year-old story fed to the Washington Post journalist? Who gave the journalist the women's names? Someone else obviously did the story. Was it Fusion GPS or someone just like that organization? And the irony here is that the Wall Street Journal chides Republicans for double standards if they dare elect Moore. They're engaging in a few double standards of their own. But in the end, it will be decided by the people of Alabama. And we will honor their decision. Period. And if Senator Moore is seated and they feed him to the ethics committee, then we're going to have to. This is what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to start getting more than innuendo and supposition and accusation. There needs to be more involved here. Because what there have been, you know, all the stuff that's been happening with Moore is nothing like what's been happening with Weinstein. There's, you know, we've got pictures of Franken groping women on women that are asleep in plate carriers. And he's pantomiming groping them for a photo. Every time I see Al Franken, I just think of him. I think of him as being in character. When he was the baggage handler in Trading Places. To me, that was the quintessential Stuart Smalley incident, you know? That's Franken. Very, very confused and looking for drugs and, you know, all this other stuff. Whatever, you know. Which is not to say that he couldn't be a good senator. It's not to say that anybody can't change what they are. You know, Sean Duffy, who's a Republican member of Congress, he used to be on Real World on MTV. But he's put all that behind him. Such as it is, as, you know, as that was the beginning of, and that's a whole other story. I'm not even going to go in there. Getting out there and making this a national thing. I know what they were trying to do, but at the end of the day, none of this stuff, none of this talk, none of this press, none of the money, none of all of these things where you hear, you see people getting up, standing there, talking, none of that changes anything. It's going to be up to the people of Alabama. And the Never Trumpers are just going to have to get used to that. If it were, I myself don't have a problem with anybody that the establishment Republicans and the Never Trumpers don't like. There's got to be something about them that is making them worry. They don't want to have a bunch of Trump's types in office. They don't want to have that because Trump is looking for performance. He's looking for results. He's looking to move things, to make things happen. This is a whole new thing for them. They're used to being able to hold hearings and committees and, you know, get on TV and talk about nothing in particular and look really good doing it and being asked to speak, and never proposing anything, ever, never putting a bill out there, ever, never passing anything, ever. Harry Reid had to have a tungsten steel inbox coming from the House because of all the bills that just sat there and gathered and the weight that gathered and everything, just to keep from collapsing on itself. People of Alabama will decide this. The Republicans had better learn how to act like winners because we have made you winners. Now we expect you to conduct yourself as such. That would be nice. That would be really nice. But, in the end, it's going to come down to this. It's going to come down to this. The left can't get anything we won't give them. They can't get anything we won't give them. So my goal is to give them nothing. Absolutely nothing. No gun control, no leeway, no nothing. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.